It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon, and welcome to Connecting Caregivers Radio on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. And as always, who's futzing in her pocketbook.
I'm done.
My best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
How you doing, Lenny?
How are you doing today?
It's good to have me back.
It is good to have you back. I missed you last week.
I know.
Especially like when I'm driving by myself and I couldn't do my after show thing with you.
No, I did it for you up in Canada.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Before we go further, we have a call right now, so let's take our call and then we'll talk a little bit
Tammy.
More.
Tammy.
Tammy is online.
Oh, yes. It is. It's Tammy Taylor, the health coach detective with Acer Health.
Yes. Hello, everyone.
How are you today?
Good, good. Welcome back, Lynn. We missed you.
Thank you. I saw you wore my headphones.
I did. Thank
I
you
watched.
So much.
Yes, that's you okay. Do. You wore them.
That's right.
Yes. Thank you so much. Today, we're going to talk about lavender essential oil.
Okay.
It's actually an excellent and versatile essential oil to have on hand. It can be used to promote relaxation, decrease anxiety, combat fungal infections, reduce allergies, improve depression, decrease insomnia, and alleviate nausea. It also seems to have some antibacterial effects. And what I really want to focus today with lavender oil is, you can find on WebMD, is that there are actually some evidence that it's good for fall prevention.
Hmm.
You attach a pad of filled with the lavender on the neckline of clothing. They've shown that it reduces the risk of falling by 43% in nursing home residents.
Oh, we're doing it. We're doing that.
Yeah. And it smells so wonderful, too.
It does, because it's reducing the anxiety, it's clearing the mind, it's creating the relaxation, which relaxes the muscles, allowing the person to be more focused. So it might be something really good if, you know, somebody has fall risk.
Yeah.
That may be very helpful. So when used the right way, most essential oils are safe, but I just want to mention that it's important to remember they're potent. And they can't all be used in the same way. So make sure that you check with your healthcare professional or someone experienced in their use before you actually use them.
And once again, be very careful what kind of essential oils you use, right, Tammy?
That's right. Yeah, you want to use one that you know comes from a reputable company, because sometimes they can be extracted with harmful chemicals.
Oh.
And so, you
know, and some of them aren't ingestible either.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yep.
All right, Tammy. Thanks so much. We appreciate that. She teaches us something new every week. I love
it. But this
that.
Is a good one. I like
yes.
it.
Yes.
We like it.
Yes.
It's one Lynn can do.
Yeah. I'm with you on that, Tammy.
Oh, good, good. All right. Have a great show.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye. She's so smart.
I know.
She is the health coach detective. So let me introduce Amy Wafers, who's here with us today from Redefine Living. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, we're glad you're here, too. So you came back from Canada, though, and then you had company, right?
I still have company. My niece and my great-niece are here, and we've had a ball, them again.
And I had fun when I saw them the other night,
and
too.
And we have
She's
to say happy
delightful.
4th of July.
Yes, happy 4th of July.
And then happy Canada Day on the Monday.
Okay, happy Canada Day.
Last week was Jean-Baptiste Day.
Okay.
In Quebec.
Shout out to our newest listeners. We have Olivia in Tarpon, Cynthia in Tampa, and Alyssa in Seminole.
Welcome.
Welcome to the show. Like we always say, there's plenty of room for new guests on Connecting Caregivers Radio. You can hear us live as you are right now on AM/FM. You can go to podcasts, or you can go to YouTube, or you can go to Facebook. So we are out there, and we are going national. So probably within the next 90 days, we'll be on iHeartRadio and Spotify, and we're
approaching like 10 major radio stations around the United States because we want to get this information out to you guys.
So if you could like
our YouTube, well, subscribe. That's what you do when you go to YouTube.
It's subscribe. Subscribe.
Because some people, I ask somebody to like it, and they go, what are you talking about?
Because you're dumb. What I did the first time you told me to like your Facebook page, I would look, and I said, I like it. Don't know what to do with it, but I do like it.
Yep, that's the way it goes. So
subscribe.
Yes, please subscribe. Please tell your friends about it. You know, it makes me so excited that we'll just be able to reach more caregivers.
Yes.
Because there was a caregiver on every corner.
And there's such a need.
And there's such a need. And as Rosalind Carter said years ago, you either are a caregiver, you have been a caregiver, you will be a caregiver, or somebody's going to be taking care of you. That's why Lynn and I are learning it really good, because it's going to be hard.
Making lots of friends with the young girls.
Yes.
And then we have something exciting. Well, we miss Vaughn, but...
We have Bobby on the board.
Yay.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you all?
Joyful and grateful and glad you're here.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Amy, let's talk a little bit about Redefine Living. We just talked a little bit about this show that it was before you owned Redefine Living, but they moved Lynn.
I didn't remember, but they did. And they did a wonderful job.
Well, see, if they did a terrible job, you would
have... I would have remembered.
But no, I just remember because you were on the... What floor were you on?
Six.
The sixth floor on C&K, and then coming to Largo. It was a whole different...
Yeah, they were much happier at this end. Six stairs. Yeah. And we had little elevators. And it wasn't easy to get some of the big pieces
I
had.
It's like a puzzle sometimes.
Yes.
Yes.
So as we age, you know, there's different living arrangements. Many times people are just downsizing and moving from a house to a condo.
Right.
Or a mobile home or whatever. And sometimes people are moving into a community because they don't want to take care of everything anymore.
Right.
But they want their favorite stuff. They want to know that. So explain to us what you do and how you can help the seniors, actually.
So we really, you know, there's a lot of pieces when you're going into thinking about making a move, right? And it's such an emotional decision sometimes.
It's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. And when you're a senior and you're trying to think about changing something that you've done for 20 years or somewhere that you've lived for 50 years, it's a huge, huge decision. And so just making that decision in and of itself is so hard on people. But then, you know, they get home and they realize that all the stuff and all the memories and each piece has a story, and it's just overwhelming for them to kind of get their hands around, you know, what they're going to be taking, especially if they're right sizing, you know, they're going into a smaller space or they're moving across country. And so it's just crippling and overwhelming for so many people that we've worked with. So hiring a move manager like ourselves is really important, because we are pretty much on that journey with them from the start to finish, helping them try to figure out, you know, what pieces are most important to them, and helping them understand, you know, where the furniture and things that they have are going to fit so that it suits the way that they live and their lifestyle.
Yeah. They always say with the senior, you should sit in the chair that they sit in.
Right.
And look at what they look at over the horizon, kind of thing. That's their familiarity. Yes?
Exactly, yes. And familiarity is key. When we were talking about, you know, you having moved with us many years ago, Beth Warren started Redefine Living in 1997, and she was really a pioneer for the move management industry. And so what's really neat is that it's important for people to have that replicated where they're moving to, you know, knowing that the familiarity is there, being able to set up their home the way that they lived before, being able to replicate things that they have or that's important to them, so that consistency covers through.
Yeah, because it's a big difference than just calling a mover, where they come and they just take your boxes.
Right.
They just take your stuff and they just bring it, and sometimes they give you stickers, put it in number one room, two room. I remember when we moved, we were opening up all these boxes. We actually moved a box of garbage.
Right.
Garbage. There was pizza boxes in there.
Right. So we always joke about that.
It's true. We moved it all the way from New York to Florida.
Right. When you hire a mover, you know, so a lot of people ask us that. What's the difference between a move manager and a mover? So we kind of joke sometimes, you know, when a mover packs you kind of have a lampshade and a milk jug packed together. Sometimes
my husband calls that miscellaneous.
Right.
I never let him touch boxes anymore.
But a move manager is all about the details. So we're going to really do a good job of understanding how you live now, making sure that everything is packed with care, making sure that we've appropriately space planned your new home so that you're not bringing too much stuff, because, right, the worst thing to do is get over there and realize you brought 50 boxes that you can't fit into your new space.
Right.
So
now, suppose they're a hoarder, or they're a person that's got a whole lot of stuff.
Yes.
How do you deal with that?
Yes.
And how do you help them? And listeners, I just want to say one thing as we're talking about this. All of your stuff. We all got a whole bunch of stuff.
Right.
Usually you're the only one that wants your stuff.
Yeah, so. That is a hard sentence to say to people, but it is 100%.
Yeah, it's 100%. Think about it. Even my good stuff the kids don't want.
Right.
It's interesting. You know, I can't tell you how many times in one of my support groups, the woman will pass away, and after that I'll be having lunch with the husband or something, and he'll say, "Do you like Hummels?"
Or right.
You can't even get rid of them anymore. No.
Yeah, so
I still like them.
So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, those are difficult conversations to have with people, because, you know, everybody has a value to something. The table that they bought 30 years ago that they paid $5,000 for, you know, they still think that
it's worth more now.
It's worth more now, right. Yeah. And that is a common denominator. People have lots of stuff. So, but that means a lot to them. And so obviously, you know, we respect that and we want to find the right home for that, whether it's an appraisal company that we work with or liquidators, or there's a value to things that they don't realize have a value to them. But that's, you know, again, the difference of a move manager versus a mover is we have resources like that to help.
And just have the conversation with your family.
Right.
There are certain, so like my stepmother, Heidi, lives in New York City. She has lovely things that we all love. And there's one screen that I really like, and my name is on the back of that screen, and that's my screen. And I'm happy if there's nothing else.
Right.
And so, I'm so glad that I know I'm going to have that screen one day, because it means a lot to me from her.
Because that's what means something to
you.
So
let's have that little conversation ahead of time, because something that you think you want to give to your children, maybe they don't want it at all.
Right.
And maybe you'll find someone else that does want it now, though.
That's it. And having that conversation early is really important, because, you know, people are always like, "Oh, I know my kids are going to want to come down and take all of this." And then, right, they take the screen. So, you know, they have their own tastes, you know, tastes of change. And it's funny, because we work with not only seniors, but we work with, you know, people of all different ages. And, you know, a lot of the younger people sometimes that we work with, they don't have as many ties to things.
Right. So, it's a more disposable world now.
It is. It's crazy. It's crazy. But, you know, it's amazing some of the things that we do run into when we're moving seniors, you know, first artifacts of something, or, you know, just pieces that they've had from the life that they've lived. It's really neat.
Yeah, because everything has a story, too.
It does. It's so neat.
Well, when I bought my manufactured home and I was coming from the condo, the lady who, she passed away, and it was furnished and with beautiful things.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
But I had my own beautiful things.
Right.
Yeah, but I got the nice pots and pans you gave me.
I know.
I'm sure they were great pots and pans, too.
Oh, my goodness.
She left me.
They were great. They are great.
Rotisseries, and I don't cook.
Yeah.
She left me a microwave, so she was my friend, but the rest of it, right? Three sets of pots and the rotisserie and a soda sprayer thing.
Yeah,
and my goodness.
Things.
And
salad
beautiful.
Twisters.
But her kids came down, didn't want any.
Right.
Yeah.
They weren't going to move it to Virginia. It's not worth it.
Right.
Yeah. And they have their own houses and their own lives and their own things in there.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of figuring out.
And nobody wants mom's china.
Well, that's exactly what
that's
I was gonna say.
That's a big one,
you know,
we
go to houses and people have, you know, 12 sets of china. And, you know, none of the kids want it. And china just in and of itself nowadays.
It's not worth much.
Right. People don't use a lot of china nowadays. It's just kind of changed.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, helping them find the resources that they can resell that, or finding pieces that have a lot of value to it, you know, that's one of the things that we can help them with.
Or maybe, Mom, you should just start using some of that china now.
Every day. Right.
Yeah.
Don't save it for the special occasion.
I had three sets, but I gave them away already.
Yeah. You're not going to use them.
No, not when there's plastic available.
Right.
But it is. It's a very disposable society.
It
so
is.
That's something you got to think about. You know, and give something, or give this stuff to them while you're still alive.
Exactly.
It's one less thing
where
you got to move.
Appreciate it while
they can, you know, bring it to their home. Then when you go visit them and say, "Oh, there's my pretty chair," or whatever the kind of thing
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
I think that's much more enjoyable, too.
It is. Well, because then you actually get to see them appreciating it, you know, and that is such a rewarding feeling for the person that gave it to them.
Right.
To actually appreciate that when you're alive.
Yeah.
Right. right. Well, like that chair Heidi just sent me.
I love that chair.
So she got this chair, and the color didn't actually match her furniture. And she said, oh, it would look great in your house. And she sent it down when we had the hurricane.
Actually, she sent it down at Tommy's birthday,
It took like 8 months to get to me.
Yeah.
From New York City. It was lost in, because we had bad floods in St. Pete. And then the hurricane warehouse and everything. But I finally got it, and it came in. It was wonderful. And I've been making some new promotional videos, and I was sitting in that chair. And she was like, oh, it looks so nice.
I think it would have looked nice in her house.
Yeah, I do too.
With the white.
Yeah.
See, it's gray with black, and she said it didn't match, but I think it's a nice accent piece. And yours, it's with beige in that, and it looks great.
You know, my house is a little eclectic anyway.
It is.
I don't like to match too many things. That's why it's hard with me doing these websites over and everything. I got to have everything uniform and stuff matching. I mean, I don't like matching dishes. you know, that kind of stuff. I don't match up a lot of my stuff.
But we have matching coffee tables.
Oh, yeah, that was a great deal, though.
Yeah, I know.
She bought this beautiful coffee table that's as big as this table, and it's a clock.
Wow.
It's gorgeous. And when it was delivered, there was like a gash in the side of it.
Couple of them.
Yeah, and so she called the company, and they told her, toss it. We'll send you a new one.
Well, first they said they were going to keep it.
Right.
You know, keep it and exchange it. I said, you know, I'm going away, and that. So I fixed it, and she has it. It's beautiful.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, this works. It was really
nice. I don't put your name on mine.
No. So I want to bring, while I'm thinking of it right now, I want to mention the caregiver contest. So I want you guys to go to connectingcaregiversradio.com and nominate a caregiver. It's very easy to do. It takes 5 minutes or less. And caregivers so appreciate it when someone acknowledges them. When we first started the contest, yeah. I thought that maybe we would have to have like a panel pick out the winners. But every single one is a winner. Every single one is a winner.
Absolutely.
So every month we pick one winner, and then they all get rolled to the next month, and any ones that come in. And our next contest winner is going to be in September. And the contest winner gets 8 hours of respite care from either Arden Courts, Maria's Adult Daycare, or Assisting Hands Home Care. And you get a massage and a facial and a haircut from Nikki Rooney and some dinner gift certificates and whatever other swag people give us. Got that one time where we had the Kindle Fire in there.
Yes, and swag is going to come soon. Oh, no, it comes in September, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's when swag starts coming. That's because that's when all the snowbirds come back.
Yeah.
Lynn and I love swag. I go to shows, I bring a home.
They give you great stuff, like things you can hang off your purse with, wash your hands.
Yeah, and sanitizer and all sorts of good things. Yeah. So, so nominate a caregiver. And every caregiver who gets nominated gets something. Get something from us, because we really do appreciate what you do. And I'll tell you, I've seen it happen before. Somebody wins the contest, and then they come and they go, nobody's been this nice to me in 2 years.
Aww.
Because nobody asks the caregiver how they're doing. You know how it is.
He used to ask me, and Jack got mad. Yeah. My husband got mad. What do you mean? She's fine.
Yeah, she's fine. But I can't tell you how many times I would take my mom to the doctor's. I'd be sitting in the doctor's office. I'd be sitting across from two people. I'm not sure who's the caregiver and who's...
Isn't that crazy?
The client or the patient.
Jack looked better than me.
Almost. You didn't look good at all, Lynn. I hate to say it, but she lost like 60 pounds when she was taking care of her husband. And it was when he passed away, she was like, looked in the mirror and she was like, who?
Who is that old lady?
Yeah, like what? Because caregiving is really very weary.
Stress ages you more than anything.
Yeah. And as much as I love you, Jack, in heaven, Jack was a demanding man before he was
killed. Yes, he was.
So was that magnified?
Oh, was it? When he passed away, his daughter and son-in-law came down, and the son-in-law, every 5 minutes, go, Lynn, Lynn, because that's all you heard from my husband. Lynn, are you here?
Oh, my goodness. No, but it is. It's very hard because, and you know what it was like. What you finally got help. You finally had somebody come in so you could sleep for the night.
Yes.
Wow.
Because she was like so dragging so bad because he was a full-time thing. Yeah.
And it's nonstop. It's not like you ever...
And he couldn't sleep at night. He would sleep all day and then at night want to chat.
Yeah, and or be seeing strange things or, you know...
So it was wonderful to call in somebody to help me overnight.
Yeah, so at least you could get some sleep.
Yes.
So important. So think about that, caregivers. Don't wait until you're burned out, until you're sick yourself. to get some help. I've seen caregivers burn themselves out so much, and then all of a sudden they're in the hospital, and now mom is home, and who's going to take care of mom? Well, we don't know. We didn't prepare for this.
Didn't they say 70% of caregivers go first?
They said that by a study by the University of Pittsburgh, it was something like 68% of the caregivers over the age of 65 die before the person they're taking care of.
Ooh, I was lucky I was younger.
Yeah. Or they have some type of stroke or heart attack. Yeah. Because
they don't go to the doctor.
Right.
They only take their loved one to the doctor. I'm cool. They don't sleep through the night. They don't eat a good dinner.
Right. I've read articles like that, and it's
sad, isn't it?
Consistent that it happens.
Yeah, because there's another way. That's why we have this show. There's another way to give you clues and give you ideas and just try to help your journey easier. And please, don't think I'm saying it's easy. It's not easy.
The best thing is getting someone to bathe your loved one. Because they'll do it for them more than do it for you.
And I just put something on our Facebook page yesterday about tips for helping with bathing. And I'm going to give a couple of those tips in my Tuesday's tips. But there's ways you can go about it many times that'll just make it a little easier. And I don't think people realize sometimes that when someone has dementia or Alzheimer's, that it's more of a fear than of a I don't want to, you know, because you know the story is I already did. I already did, yeah.
I know you did, honey.
Yeah, 2 weeks
months ago.
All right, well, now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. Connecting Caregivers Radio will be right back.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
I wasn't prepared for Dad to get sick. He's Mom's primary caregiver. But thanks to Assisting Hands, we were able to give Mom the care that she needed, from getting her up in the morning, making breakfast, getting her showered, to changing the sheets on her bed. They understood her memory loss and were able to provide us with a caregiver who was patient, kind, and engaging. Mom smiles when she arrives, and they have a great time together. Assisting Hands has helped Mom remain happy, healthy, and home.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383. Or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call. SCG is a 501c3 not-for-profit healthcare organization dedicated to providing quality healthcare within our continuum of care. Whether you or a loved one is in need of skilled nursing services, home health, or outpatient therapy, they can help you. SCG has skilled nursing communities providing around-the-clock care in North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. Transitions Therapy is their very own outpatient therapy division that covers physical, occupational, and speech therapies for all ages, including pediatrics. No matter if you're transitioning from one of their hospital partners or from one of their communities, their home health division, Diamond Home Health, can assist you in your recovery while in the comfort of your home. Their priority is to provide you with a continuum of care that includes skilled nursing, medical home services, and rehabilitation by a team of experienced professionals dedicated to getting you back to living your best life. At SCG, this is what they consider care reimagined. Visit them on the web at www.seniorcaregroup.com. Call 813-341-2771 or message Senior Care Group on Facebook.
Want to nominate a caregiver? Download the Caregiver Affirmation, or to listen to this week's show or previous weeks, just go to www.caregiversradio.com. Are you looking for some resources, a support group, inspiration? You can find it all at caregiversradio.com. There's a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email Linda and she will find the resource you are looking for. Interested in having Linda speak at one of your events? Just give her a call at 833-795-9990. Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver.
You'll be there, 'cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
For me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute, take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Yeah, caregivers, think about that. You know, I haven't told this story for a while, but I'm going to repeat it today. You know, after my mom passed away, I was in the supermarket one day, and I met a friend of mine, and she said, how you doing? And I said, I'm okay. And she said to me, you know, Linda, I'm sick of hearing that from you. She said, I have to tell you that when you were taking care of your mother, you stole my joy. And I go, what? What are you talking about? She said, I could see you swimming in quicksand. And every time I tried to help you, you said, no, I'm okay. So don't steal your friend's joy. When someone asks you, say thank you. If you can't think of something that they can help you with right away, go home and think about it. I say to caregivers all the time, take a few minutes to sit down and make a list of some things that you can accept help with. Because I think most of the times when someone asks you, your caregivers are in this little tornado all day, going, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. And I think when someone asks you, you're thinking, what are you going to do? You're going to bathe my mother? Or are you going to, what are you, you know? So think about it, because then when you have that list and your neighbor comes over or your friend from Kiwanis or whoever it is, you pull out the list and go, maybe you could mow my lawn. And they go, yeah, I've been asking you for 9 months. I love to mow your lawn. I mean, it's so easy for the neighbor just to keep going to the other lawn. And your neighbor feels good about it because they want to help you. And if they say, and don't say, can you come over and spend some time with my loved one? Like that, because some time doesn't happen. Say, can you come over on Tuesday at 2:00 when I go get a haircut and spend a little bit of time with my loved one? And then you know that it's going to happen. And your loved one wants to see somebody other than you too. I hate to say that, but many times...
No, it's really good for them seeing
someone else.
They
need a break. They need a break. This one woman a while back, this is probably like 6 months ago, she sends an email after the show, and she said, I've been listening to your show for a year or whatever, but I'm a slow learner. She said, and my husband's dementia is to the point where we don't go anywhere anymore. She said, and I have to stop going to church, and I want to go to church. I just want to go to church. She says, so my neighbor is always asking me all the time, is there anything you can do to help me? And he's Jewish. She says, so I went over to him and I said, do you think you could hang out with my husband when I go to church? He said, I would love to do that. The first week she comes home from church, they're playing dominoes. They told her, go away. We don't want you here. So now she gets 3 hours every Sunday morning. She gets to go to church, and she gets like 2 hours after that. And her husband has a great time, and the neighbor has a great time because they hadn't been seeing each other.
Yeah, and then they're happier to see you.
Yeah, and they want
I remember when I came back from a trip, and Jack went, you know, maybe you should go away more. You're nicer when you came back. And I thought I was so nice. I really did. I thought I was perfect.
Well, you think, you know, that's what, you know, it's when I have a support group and somebody walks in for the first time and I say, why are you here today? And they go, I yelled at my mother.
Aww.
You know, or something like that. Or
after you've heard the same question 50 times.
Well, and sometimes the person you're taking care of is not the nicest person either.
Right.
We don't have, like, the most wonderful. Not everybody is peaches and cream.
No, as they get older, everything, you know, bad habit becomes worse.
And if you deal with some of the terrible dementias that they are, where people are hallucinating, where people are delusional, where people...
trying to leave.
Yeah. It's tough. It's tough. But we can work about it, but we got to talk about it. We got to talk about it. If you're having these issues, you need to talk to your friends. You need to talk to your neighbors. You know, I have those business cards, and it says on the back of the business card, it says, the person I am with... has Alzheimer's or dementia and may not always act appropriately. Please be patient with them. And many times if you take that card when you're in a restaurant or something and you give it to somebody, they're just a whole lot nicer because they don't think this person's a pain in the neck. They realize that there's an issue.
Right, there's an understanding.
And about a month or two ago, I was giving out a whole bunch of them, and one of my caregivers that comes to one of my support groups calls me up and she said, can I have 15 more? I'm like, yeah, sure, I got thousands of them. I left them in an envelope by my house, and she came and took them, and then the next support group she comes to, she said, I can't tell you, those cards saved my life. I'm like, what? Well, she lives in her neighborhood. She lives in a mobile home park. Now her husband's starting to wander, and he's walking in other people's yards, and he's walking the dog, and the dog's pooing on the sidewalk, and he's not cleaning it up. So she just went and gave one card to every neighbor, and they all go, oh, he can come in our yard. Oh, if he doesn't clean up the poo, we'll do it. Instead of the reverse, who's that guy?
Right.
What is he doing? What's the matter with him? He's not cleaning up after his dog.
Right.
So this is what's going on, people. We need to talk to each other about it. We need to figure it out. What were you going to say?
I was just thinking, remember when we were kids and then someone with dog kept going on your lawn? You'd scoop it up and put it in a paper bag and light it on fire and put it on the neighbor's stoop. So when they rang the bell, they saw the fire, they stomped on it.
No way!
Yes.
You did that?
No. Someone I know did that. Taught them a lesson.
I'm glad I'm not your neighbor.
So if somebody's doing that, out if they have Alzheimer's first. Otherwise. Yeah, can you imagine?
Yeah, I can imagine. But anyway, so this is what we're talking about, though. Get help. Let people help you. Let people know what's going on. Caregivers get so isolated. So isolated and sad. You know, you can have time. You can have time to have conversations. If you give yourself that little break, then maybe you come back as the wife a little bit or as the daughter a little bit instead of the caregiver. Maybe after you have that three-hour break, you can then come home and be glad to see your loved one and sit down with them and see that they're happier too.
Yes.
So, Amy, let's talk a little bit more about moving. So you don't just do local moves, right?
Right. We actually have partners that we work with all throughout the United States. We have a lot of people that are either relocating here to Florida or are moving out of Florida. And kind of the same situation, you know, they've got lots of stuff and they're trying to figure out what to do with it. So we can actually coordinate moves for people moving anywhere in the United States or actually overseas. We've done a few times as well. We are part of NASM, which is the National Association of Senior Move Managers.
Okay.
And so we are able to find people like ourselves throughout the United States, depending on where we're doing the move, and we can coordinate all of the details. So everything that we could do locally, we can do nationally as well.
That's very perfect.
And so, so we actually could, you know, as much or as little as they want us to do. Everybody has different levels of involvement that they want to be in a move. But we can do floor planning. We can, you know, do the oversight of the move, the coordination of the out-of-state movers, the
packing, unpacking. And so if somebody's listening now and they want to contact you, where would they find you?
They actually would find us. Our office is in Largo, so we're local. And they can visit our website at www.redefineliving.com. Our office number is on there, all of our information. We do complimentary visits because a lot of people are like, well, I have a one-bedroom apartment. How much do you think it'll cost?
Yeah, and, who knows?
And when people say, well, I don't have that much stuff, you know, that, that really doesn't tell us much because either they do or they don't.
It's very, you know, years ago I owned a Molly Maid franchise, residential home cleaning. Oh, my house isn't too dirty, you know.
Right. Those are usually the worst.
And, yeah, and exactly. I was not ever going to send my girls into somewhere I hadn't been first.
Right.
Because you don't know. Sometimes it's creepy people, and sometimes it's really people that you cannot work with.
You never know. So we actually go through Pinellas, Pasco, Hernando, Hillsborough. We're all over. But we'll come do a complimentary visit, kind of put a plan together for you, right? Because that's the most important thing, is to have a plan.
Exactly.
And then figure out how much of it. We can do the whole kit and caboodle, or, you know, if you have family that's involved, do a la carte services.
Which is good. So, and all the information, you know, will be on my website with the radio show and everything. But what we're talking about, once again, is preparing.
Yes.
Is preparing. So even if you're not ready to move right now, you say, I'm thinking of moving, and you're not even sure where you're going to. Like, you can still go there and scope it out and maybe make some suggestions,
right? We go a lot of times to people before they've even made the decision of, you know, wherever that chapter is going to take them next. We actually will go into their home and help them start to just downsize or sort through things or figure out what they're going to do with it, because most times when they do move, they're not going to be able to take everything that they have now.
Right.
So not having to do all that at a crunch time when they're trying to make a move, go out of state, go to a retirement community, doing it ahead of time is so much less stressful.
Yeah. And I tell you, when I moved from the big house, I had a very big house, I went from 3,500 square feet to 14. You feel really good once you divest yourself of stuff. You really do.
It's just getting to that point is a journey.
Yeah. And then when you get to that point, stay in there.
Right.
Because that's tough, too. You know, I mean, I was looking at my house the other day. I'm like, I need to, like, take some of this stuff off the walls. Getting, like, in my bathroom. There's too many pictures, Good Morning Seminole pictures there and stuff. I don't need to hang up every single one.
It's true. We do a lot of speaking engagements. We do seminars all over, and we talk about sorting and decluttering and how to effectively do that, or, you know, constantly be decluttering and sorting. It's really
so that's good. So if you have a group out there or you have a community out there and you want, you can also contact Amy for that.
Yes.
Because that's when we find the most information. And caregivers, like I say all the time, knowledge is power. So all these wonderful events that we have in this area, and not just in this area, pay attention to them and go to them. I know it's like, oh, I got to get out of the house, I don't want to go. But every single time, whether it's a caregiver spa day, whether I do a workshop, or whatever it is, once the caregiver gets there, they're like, thank you, Linda. Yeah. I'm so glad I came. I'm so glad I came because I learned some stuff I didn't know before. And all the communities and wherever I speak always gives you nice food and treats and stuff like that. Especially the caregiver spa days. We have caregiver spa days. We're going to be having another one in February at Palm Garden. And the caregivers come in and we have like chair massage and hand massage and just
chocolate covered strawberries and champagne. I know, I'm going to the next one.
Yeah. Wow. And it's a wonderful thing. And they always have like great door prizes and just to do something nice for the caregivers. And I have to like pull them by the hair of the head to get them there. And then they're like, well, I don't even want to go home. This is great. Have the champagne and a massage.
Really nice.
But
let's just check out for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah, you need to do that. It's really important. And also remember, too, another thing, too, the support groups. The support groups that I do at Arden Courts, I do a support group the second Saturday of each month at Seminole and the fourth Saturday of each month at Largo.
Courts.
In Arden Courts in Largo. Sorry if I didn't say that. They both have free respite care. So don't tell me you can't come to the support group because there's no one there.
Explain respite care.
Respite care means that you can bring your loved one with you. You call Arden Courts ahead of time and say, I'm coming to see Linda's support group on Saturday and I'm going to bring my loved one. And they do whatever paperwork they got to do. And you do that, and it's a great way for you to still be able to come to the group while your loved one is having some entertaining. Last week, the one guy who made this great painting was really, he didn't even want to leave.
Neat.
So, and it's a good way to introduce your loved one to some kind of a community. Or some kind of different things because it's scary.
Or adult daycare.
Yeah, or adult daycare. Right. It's very, very scary. You know, my mom always said to me, don't put me in a nursing home, don't do that. But that was like one flew over the cuckoo's nest in those days.
Right,
and there still are some places like that, but not the ones we deal with.
No.
But some of the places, they're just so delightful. And they're so wonderful.
Are.
And I just made a new checklist. If anybody wants one, I can mail it to them. And it's like a 4-page questionnaire of the questions you should think about when you're going to look at a new living community. What do they have there? What can you bring there? You know, how long can you live there? Some places you can go and you can stay until the day you die. Other places, if you get certain medical issues, you can't stay there. Or some have assisted property you can go to. But if we don't check this stuff out ahead of time, you won't know that until you're already in there. So think about it. That's what I loved with Freedom Square with my mom, because she could live there till the day she died. She started an independent, and if she had to go to assisting, she couldn't. And if she had to go further than that, she could. But we felt very comfortable knowing that we had taken care of all of that and didn't have to. Unfortunately, she didn't live that long. But thank you, Mama. I miss you, Mama. So think about everything we're saying today. Think about preparation. And right now we are going to go and listen to the rest of our wonderful partners. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents and they can help yours too.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're off. No, you know what that means. That means it's time to get your paper and pen, because Lynn's got good stuff to tell you, right, Lynn?
I do.
Yeah, you do.
On July 31st, from 10:30 to 11:30 at St. Joseph's Women's Hospital in Tampa, is having a restorative. I have such trouble with that word, yoga. It is available for all cancer patients. For more information, call 855-269-4777. And then on August 29th, from 5 to 7 p.m., Arden Courts is having a fundraiser at Radiance Med Spa in Bel Air Bluffs, with 100% of the proceeds going to the Alzheimer's Association. For a $15 donation, there will be food, beverages, and a raffle. There will be a presentation by Allie Ford, professional speaker and mindfulness coach. There will also be a presentation on available treatments at Radiance Med Spa. To RSVP, call 727-692-9117.
And that's cool that 100% of the proceeds is going to the Alzheimer's.
Absolutely.
It's very cool.
And then you could start looking younger if you want.
Maybe.
Yes.
You got the cataracts, so you can see me. You got the clean eyes now. I don't.
You
so
don't want to know, Lenny. You don't want to know. The Honor Flight of West Central Florida is dedicated to American veterans. Veterans fly to Washington to see their memorials. It is free for veterans, but each veteran needs a guardian to accompany them. For more information, call 727-498-6079.
They're also having a honor flight at home for veterans that cannot fly, and that is on August 10th at Empath Health. You can call the same phone number for that information. We all know veterans that haven't been on this. It's free to the veteran. Please do it. One of the best things I ever did was go on that honor flight. And in fact, last week, my friend from the honor flight, we went to William Jean Talk to Tears and had little sandwiches and little chocolates with my lady.
Did you? I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you.
Oh, did you have fun?
She was like, oh, Linda, this is so fun. She's 88 years old. She was in the Korean War in the Marines. And I said, so what did you do? She said, well, I was in communications and intelligence. And she goes like this. She zips her lips. She says, can't tell you anything, Linda. I might have to kill you. I said, what made you decide to join the Marines? Oh, on a whim. There was a lot of cute boys there, me and my girlfriend.
Oh, my.
All right, we got one more thing.
Yes, on October 13th from 3 to 8 p.m. with dinner from 4 to 6 p.m., Better Living for Seniors invites your generous sponsorship for this spectacular event to raise funds that will go back into our community for underserved seniors and disabled adults. For more information, go to blspinellas.org.
We are so blessed in this area to have so many professionals that surround us that want to do the right thing.
Yep.
That work together, that find the answers. And I always say, you can contact me. If I don't have the answer, I will definitely find you an answer, because we have such a great network of people that really want to work together. That's really important.
And BLS always does a wonderful job.
Yeah, BLS is a great area.
I won $150 the last member.
Oh, that's right. But you donated it back because you're such a nice girl.
They need it.
What's the last thing our caregivers need to hear from you, Amy?
I would say always have a plan. You know, and if you don't have a plan and you need help with a plan, there are lots of people out there to help with that, whether it's the moving, whether it's, you know, what's going to be the next step. And like you said, after your husband passed away, figuring out what life looks like for you when your spouse passes away, or, you know, what that next chapter is going to be.
Yeah, and what kind of community you want to be in, and what, you know, who do you want to be hanging out with.
Right.
Sometimes people plan more for the vacation than they do for what they're going to do with their retirement.
Right. And it's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure you meet so many people, you know, when a crisis happens, and that's a horrible way to have to start to figure all of this out.
Yeah. I mean, I can't tell you so many times my phone rings and it's a crisis.
Right.
It's a crisis.
All day long.
It's, you know, it's a diagnosis, it's something, it's a death, it's whatever. So get out there together and work together and come to support groups and come for caregiver spa days. And comfort out there, because you need that time to get out there. And like I say, most of the time you can get respite care while you're there. And that's really important. Really important.
It is.
There was something else I was going to say about, and now I can't remember what it was. I don't know.
I don't know, Lenny Lou.
I don't know. So please go to our YouTube page and subscribe. Every Tuesday now, I do a tip on YouTube and also on Facebook, a 1 to 2 minute tip, because I know some people don't have an hour to listen to the radio show. And I figure each week, if I can get a little information out there in just 1 or 2 tips.
Best hour you'll spend.
I think so. Because we need these little tips. The tip I gave the week before last, a bunch of people said, oh, thank you. That was great. You know what happens when you go to visit grandpa or dad or whoever, and they start forgetting who you are and they start forgetting your name. And it can be very difficult. And especially if you have like a family occasion and all the grandchildren are coming over there and they can't. And they may not feel comfortable, and then they don't really want to be there, and blah, blah, blah. If you take a photo of yourself and tack it on your shirt when you were younger, many times they can make that connection.
That's a great idea.
The connection, and they can remember it, and they can make it, and it makes it comfortable for everybody else.
I wish I had known that, because my husband didn't recognize me a lot of the time.
Yeah. And when you go in, when you walk up to the person, hey, Uncle Jimmy, it's me, Linda, your favorite niece. You know, give them that little opening so that they can do that. Many times it'll happen. And once again, like I say, everything doesn't work all the time, but it works many times. And like I say for caregivers, if it's good for today, it's good for today. We go for the next thing. Another one last tip I want to talk about, too, is a caregiver was coming to my support group for a while, and she found out that her dad was not able to live a home alone. So she moved in with her dad, moved her business into the house. She said, and then like a month later, all the neighbors keep coming over because he's walking around the whole neighborhood. So she was like freaking out with that. So she put little bells on the door. And for a couple of months, that worked pretty good. And then she came to the support group and she said, if I hear another bell, I'm going out of my mind. I can't do this anymore. I said, could I come over to your house? And she said, yeah. And I went over and I met her dad. I said, what doors are these? There's like 4 doors in the house. What doors is he going out? She said, either the front door or the garage door. I said, can we not use one of those doors? And she said, yeah, probably the front door. So what we did was we took the doorknob off and filled it in. And there was a chair rail around the room. And like the bottom of the wall was white, blue, and the top was white. Well, we painted the chair rail right across the door and painted it to match. So now it looks like there's not a door there anymore.
Great idea.
And then what we did with the door by the garage is we kept the handle on there but disabled it, the doorknob, and put one high up on top where she could reach it, and put a favorite lounge chair of his right next to that door, and his car magazines. So he goes, tries opening, can't open, he sits down, takes a little nap, sits down, reads his magazine, and she said it's just been 100% better. So this is another thing, preparing and thinking out of the box and finding a different way to do something.
Yeah.
So once again, I am so glad that you all tuned in this week. It really means a lot to me. And Lynn, and all of us, and Tammy. We look forward to seeing you again next week. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, babe, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.